Five times Tom Brady called Trump a friend before stabbing him and his supporters in the back. By Warner Todd Houston on July 20, 2021. On Tuesday, Super Bowl-winning quarterback Tom Brady stabbed Donald Trump in the back and mocked MAGA voters during a visit to Joe Biden's White House. This is quite an about-face from Brady's years of pretending to be Trump's friend. During his visit to Biden's White House to celebrate the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' 2021 Super Bowl win, Brady engaged in some back and forth with Biden to mock those who believe that Biden's election was rife with fraud. Brady's decision to join his team for the White House visit was itself an abrupt turnaround from the years of the Trump administration when Brady refused to attend his during team's visits to the nation's capital. The mocking of Trump and his voters may also seem like an about-face considering the years Brady has posed as a friend to the former president. Here are five times Tom Brady posed as a friend of Donald Trump. 1. Locker room MAGA hat. In 2015, ahead of Donald Trump's 2016 victory over two-time loser Hillary Clinton, Tom Brady strategically placed a red Make America Great Again hat in the cubbyhole of his New England Patriots locker. The leftist media subsequently spent years attacking Brady for the hat. In fact, Brady had given a sort of endorsement to Trump in 2015. 2. Good friend of mine. After the MAGA hat riled the left-wing press, Brady became a target of explicit attacks. By December of that year, he outright called Trump a friend. "Can I just stay out of this debate? Donald is a good friend of mine. I have known him for a long time. I support all my friends. That is what I have to say," Brady said according to the Boston Globe. 3. A good time. After the president took office, Brady told the media that he always enjoys his visits with Trump. "I met Trump, I guess probably 15, 16 years ago," Brady said in October of 2016. "We've played golf together many, many times and I've always had a good time with him. He's been a friend of mine. He's supported our team. He's supported the Patriots. He's been on the Patriots' sidelines a lot and always called me after games to encourage me over the course of 15 years. That's kind of the way it is." 4. I don't understand it. By 2017, Brady was still telling people that Trump was a good friend and that he simply didn't understand the constant focus on his relationship with the president. "I always try to keep it in context because for 16 years you know someone before maybe he was in the position that he was in. He's been very supportive of me for a long time. It's just a friendship. I have a lot of friends. I call a lot of people, on the phone," Brady said in January of 2017. 5. Trump and Brady speak. As late as March of 2020, Trump was heard noting that he and Tom Brady had a nice chat after Brady left the Patriots and joined the Buccaneers. If Brady was so anti-Trump, it is odd that he was still talking to the president during his final months in office. But now Brady is out there cozying up to Joe Biden and mocking Trump and his voters. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.